Not many opera stars claim Southern Idaho as their home. This weekend, soprano Cecilia Violeta Lopez returns to her native state to perform Music of the Americas for the Boise Philharmonic. Her middle name, Violeta, is also the character she played in La Traviata the last time she sang here. She explains to Tom Michael, this famous operatic name was given to her.
By accident. By complete accident. My first name, Cecilia, I was named after my grandfather, Cecilio. My middle name, Violeta, spelled with two T's, happened because my parents wanted to name the women in the family after flowers. Two T's, Violeta, boom, that was it. And we never, ever had any idea that it was related to anything until formal studies of music at UNLV in Las Vegas, where I broke open the score to La Traviata and I saw Violeta and I was like, oh my goodness, this is so crazy. I love it. It's a fun story to tell, but really it's accident. It's an accident.
Last year this time you performed at Opera Idaho, this weekend for the Boise Philharmonic. Family still in Southern Idaho?
Yes, my family, my parents, and my little sister and my little brother live in Rupert, Idaho still.
For this program, you'll be performing Brazilian Bach-inspired Baroque and Barber, as well as Aaron Copland, three Latin American sketches. So that's quite a range. How do you prepare for short pieces as opposed to a long performance?
Well, the preparation is no different, that's for sure. For example, the vocal technique is still the same.
Changes of mood, though, throughout?
Yeah, definitely. There are different changes of mood, especially, for example, in the English piece. Actually, when I was learning it, it made me think of my childhood growing up in Idaho, growing up in Rupert, because the summers in Knoxville of 1915, a lot of it, very, very beautiful. It's the first time I'll be performing that. And then the Bachianas, but again, it's just so, it's got that Latin flair and just very moving, and it's beautiful, and it's completely different way from the Barber piece that I'm performing.
And you must be tired of talking to the national press about your origin story. But it's especially interesting for us here in public radio in Idaho because public media formed a role in growing up in Rupert.
Yes, I learned how to speak English from watching Sesame Street as a child, and that was it. That was my connection to public media here in Idaho, and it's something, again, that I appreciate now as an adult and as a performer.
Perhaps to music education in the state, you said in an interview in Boise Weekly that you never heard opera as a child.
Nope, I never did hear opera as a child. In fact, the only thing that I was exposed to as a child was when Beverly Sills sang on Sesame Street. And I just remember hearing the things that she was singing and just thinking, wow, that's just so strange. Who would want to sing that way ever? And now, again, I do this for a living, but then the rest of my musical upbringing was mariachi, but that little itty bitty snippet of opera, one of those things that I hang on to because it's me, that little girl growing up in Rupert, Idaho, hoeing beets, and now I'm here.
You mentioned mariachi music, norteño, rancheras. Did you follow like Ana Gabriel or Vicente Fernandez? Or
Definitely all of those that you named. But my mom, actually, since she was the one that really taught me all of the old Mexican ranchera music, she was a big fan, still is, of actor and singer. It was Pedro Infante we really connected with, and as an adult. I have a lot of his movies at home. I have a nice big collection of Pedro Infante movies.
Speaking of your folks, in an interview in Boise Weekly, you said one of the first things your father said to you, not in Spanish, but in English, was, I think after a performance of Madame Butterfly,
Yep. He
said, I'm so proud of you. Mm-hmm. That's so touching.
Very, because it was Madame Butterfly sacrifices so much, and I think the changes, everything, all about that story, I think is something that my parents really could relate to because we did that as, you know, when we were here back in the 80s. A lot of sacrifices of leaving people behind in Mexico to come to the U.S. to seek for a better life. And so that, for me, that opera felt like that was when my parents really had the ding moment. I will never forget that also when my dad goes backstage and really rolled the R, though. He goes, I'm so proud of you. And it's one of those things that makes me remember that all of these sacrifices of traveling, of being on long flights, of living out of a suitcase, not seeing my daughter or my family for a long time, it's all worth it because we're able to tell these amazing stories and move at least one person in the audience every time we step on that stage.